We are at the Convention Center this morning for the Dallas Safari Club Convention and Expo, one of the largest in the world. This thing is incredible. They also raise a ton of money for animal rights, for hunter education, and for conservation. This is a wonderful cause, wonderful organization, and a massive amount of booths, exhibitions, things to do. So they'll be here until Sunday. We're here until 10. And Jake has the wireless microphone, and he is out and about somewhere. I really don't see you. It's not like Gordo, who's 2 feet in front of me. I really don't see you. Come in, Jake. Where are you?
Musers.
Jake.
I am on foot. I am awaiting the return of
Hot Sports Opinion Ron.
Hot Sports Opinion go-kart Ron. But he said it's going to take a couple minutes as he has to avoid one of his bosses. So let's see if we can find someone right over here.
It's starting to get active here.
Hi, my name is Jake. I'm with The Ticket in Dallas. What's your name?
Paul.
Paul? Paul.
Yeah. What's the booth here? What is the... I can't pronounce this word. What is the one...
No, you don't talk to me.
Talk to who?
Talk to Paul.
Okay, Paul, where are you from, sir?
Where's Gordon Keith? That's where I
was. He's off today, so I'm in for him. Unfortunate for you.
Okay. Where's
Paul, where are you from, sir?
We're from Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwe, okay. And that's what you're offering tours to Africa?
Yeah. They come hunting... units here area for buffalo, plains game, good leopard. Yeah.
Say that word again.
Nyanetsi.
Nyanetsi.
Yeah.
Okay. And what's your least favorite thing about Africa?
The politics.
Politics.
Yeah.
What's your what would you say your least favorite continent on Earth is?
I haven't traveled very far other than the U.S., Africa, and Europe, and they're all good.
Okay. Okay. So do you lead these tours?
Yeah, we've got a number of guys that hunt for us that lead the tours. Yeah.
All right, and you personally, have you...
Are the cars open air?
Are the cars open air on the tour? You can see out into the into the wilderness?
Yeah. We have... many of our guys have Land Cruisers, and they have seats on the back, and guys sit on the back, and they can see the game as they're driving by and experience the full experience of Africa.
Have you ever been attacked by a grizzly lion?
Have you ever been attacked by a the very oft-seen grizzly lion?
Or liger.
Nope. Or liger.
No, never.
Have you ever had a dangerous encounter with one of these animals? I mean, how common is that on one of the tours?
Every hunter at some stage in his career ends up having a close call with either an elephant, a buffalo, or something or the other. It happens, and you just got to be able to deal with the situation as it happens.
That's very cool. So what would you say in your career as a hunter was the, is there ever a time, what's your least favorite kill? The one that kind of haunts you at night, keeps you up, cold sweats, your wife is asking you sort of what's wrong, and it's just always the same dream over and over.
Well, probably the elephant, because he's big enough to deal with you once off, whereas a leopard, he'll scratch you, and most guys get away from a wounded leopard, but elephant is probably the most dangerous. Mm.
It sounds like Paul just told us that he thinks he could beat a leopard in a fight.
Well, one that's been wounded anyway,
Many PHs in this hall that have had encounters with leopards and come off second best.
Right, they're here. About the Larry Allen matchup with some sort of primate.
Okay, so there used to be a Cowboys, American football, an offensive lineman who was very strong. He could bench press like 500 pounds, 600 pounds. And we used to kick around whether or not he would be able to beat a small primate, maybe similar weight, you know, 400 or 500 pounds or something like that, in a fight. Human male, primate, what do you think?
It depends what he'd be armed with. If he's going in there barefoot.
The bare hands.
Like, human grit, just his abilities.
You know, a cat that, or an animal that's living in the wild is obviously a lot more suited to deal with that type of situation than a human. So I'd always give the animal...
All right, but let's say that it's a toss sweep and Larry Allen is pulling. He's sort of out on the edge with a head of steam. And the primate read the play late and he's sort of in pursuit. Not a big American football fan. Paul, I appreciate your time, sir. You guys have fun. Thank you. Thank you so much.
He was pretty no-nonsense.
He didn't want to break that down.
I don't know that many people from New Zealand are.
Oh, here's Ron. Oh, Ron's
okay.
Over here.
I'm headed back.
Where? He's right behind us.
Hey, Ron. Well, he does not want to get out of that cart, does he?
No. He might not be able to walk.
Oh.
Yeah, George.
Is he back
okay.
Here?
Yeah, he's right over here. He's by us. Okay. He's behind us here. Oh, okay. No, wait.
Hey, Ron. Ron. No. Ron, hey.
Tony, tell him
man,
to stop.
He's so elusive.
Nobody has ever wanted to talk more 10 minutes ago and now less than Ron.
What's he doing? He's right
okay.
Behind us.
All right, here we go.
Oh, here we go.
Let's talk to Ron. Hey, Ron. How's it going? How are you today?
I'm still working. I'm in my 72nd year, still working in the convention industry.
Okay. So I feel like you have some pretty hot sports opinions about local.
I'm really unhappy, and I'm going to go to my grave at my hometown city. I'm fourth-generation native Dallasite, and I love baseball. If Dick Burnett had lived years ago, we'd have had a baseball team here in the major leagues. And we have failed not getting Dallas their own baseball team. Mm-hmm. With our fabulous skyline, you know, we could put that on our shirts without any objection from anybody.
Right.
So you don't worry about what Arlington or Fort Worth would think about? You don't really care.
Let them be the Arlington Rangers. The Texas Rangers represents the whole state.
Right. You don't think that's a good thing?
Have him to.
No. How can Texas play against Houston, for example?
That's a great point.
Ask him.
It's not that hard, really.
Have him to tell you the story how the Cowboys almost played right here at the convention center.
Yeah. So the Cowboys almost played right here at this convention center where we are for the Dallas Safari Club. You would fill me in on that?
Clint Murchison proposed a stadium right here where the Dallas Convention Center is located. Mm-hmm. The mayor at that time is Jerick Johnson. They had plans for a bond program to build a convention center. So, like the situation between Laura Miller and Jerry Jones,
sure.
He went to Irving, cut the deal with them, built Texas Stadium. But what's real tragic, there was a forward-thinking developer who owned some of the property around where Reunion Arena was eventually built by Robert Folsom. And he proposed a 100,000-seat dome stadium there for the Cowboys. And, of course, they didn't follow him up on that. Then, of course, he went to Irving and built Texas Stadium. Mm-hmm. Then what's real tragic is when Jerry Jones wanted to expand Texas Stadium and improve it, Irving said no because he wanted to do it with tax money. They want their money to go into DART rail line, going to the airport, because there's millions of dollars worth of transit-oriented developments planned around that DART line. But he tried to entice and say, I'll build a new stadium up the road in Las Colinas area. No, we want our money going to DART.
It's fascinating. It's all dirty politics, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Ron, what's your least favorite continent?
My least what?
Favorite continent of the seven continents. There's a lot of people here advertising Africa. These people are offering hunting tours to Turkey. I'm not even sure what continent that is.
I think it's its own continent.
It's its own. Least favorite continent.
Antarctica.
Antarctica, that's a great answer.
There you go.
Clearly okay. Off the grid. Least favorite, I don't know, nationality of person.
Antarctica.
Oh, yeah. Ron, do you have any other HSOs? Does it not bother you that the Cowboys are not over? It's mostly the Rangers.
Bucket, I want Dallas to have its own baseball team, and we're getting so big here, mm-hmm. We could have another football team, too.
Two football teams,
Ooh,
Junior.
Ooh, wow. That's, we can't handle our own, our one.
The Arlington Frisco Cowboys.
Yeah. Ron, you ever been married?
Five times?
Five? Jackpot. First time. You're 72 now.
Been very good for married life.
Yeah, it's okay. What are you going to do when you're around all these safari hots? You're going to be running through.
Is he currently married?
You currently married, Ron?
Yes, my fifth wife, thank God. I got somebody to help take care of me in my old age.
How long have you been married to your fifth wife, to Cinco?
12 years now.
12 years. So you get me remarried at 60. When was the first marriage?
Sports. Instead of my personal life, let's get back on sports.
No, your personal life's more interesting.
18 or 19 billionaires here. I need a stadium here around the downtown inner city area.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
We got mass transit. We got all this.
That is all very interesting to me, but I don't. I've never met anyone who's been divorced five times and has a least favorite continent.
Arlington in that hot stadium. I'd have to buy a cup of coffee instead of a cold beer.
Would you say that the divorces were mostly your fault or mostly mutual?
When I go before St. Peter, the Lord said, what God has joined together, let no man put asunder. They filed on me. They took those lawyers and filed on me because they made the divorce too easy.
Right.
You know? Yeah, that's.
I don't understand that.
That's great. I didn't file for divorce on any of my ex-wives.
But what you would have waited, if they would have maybe gone, it goes on another couple of weeks, you would have gone ahead and done it yourself.
No.
You would have just waited it out. How old were you when
he
you first
said it
got
was
married?
For life.
I was 20.
20? That's probably fairly average for your era.
I'd been married over 50 years if I'd stayed with her, and I'd be driving my Corvette today.
You think so?
I don't understand that statement.
Well, divorce costs a lot of money.
Where was he the day on November 22nd, 1963? What was he doing?
When the day Kennedy was shot here.
Streets. We need money to redo these
guys. Yeah, for sure. But November 1963, where were you the day that President Kennedy was shot?
I was working for Sears and Roebuck.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What was your, in what capacity?
Yo, when that happened.
You were listening to the radio?
Down here on 2901 South Lamar. Mm-hmm. I was working for Sears when that happened.
And now, were you on wife three? I'm going to guess three.
I hadn't got married yet.
Oh, you hadn't got married yet. Okay.
I was in high school.
Okay, yeah, I guess my math
63,
there was a little...
63, that would have been, yeah, he okay. was just about the turn.
Yeah. Well, Ron, we've had a great day here with you. I appreciate
have
you.
We?
Thank you so much. It's good times.
New stadium here named after Lamar Hunt, a new team in the AFL.
That's not around anymore.
The AFC came to the AFC, but yeah. he founded the AFL because the NFL wouldn't give him a franchise.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I agree. This is the longest handshake I've ever engaged in. Very long.
Cities that didn't have an NFL franchise and formed his own league.
Ron, I appreciate you. Enjoy your day at work here.
Thank you, Ron.
Thank you so much, sir.
Ron has things he wants to say and did say
and did
about
say.
Stadiums here in downtown Dallas. All right, that's Ron. It's and Jake on the wireless.